The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shit. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame, never doubt it. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast. Today on nofilter.net, you can also view the Hank Haney Podcast on YouTube TV, and you can hear the Hank Haney Podcast on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, you can hear the Hank Haney Podcast. All right, today's podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. It is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. MLB, golf, NBA, NHL. Get all the latest news and scores available to follow your favorite teams. All those great stats. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, players' props, even odds on just about every sport out there. You can bet on just about anything. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. It's Bet Online, where the game starts. BetOnline.ag. That's where you want to go. All right. Today's topic on the Hank Haney Podcast has to do with getting better at golf. Everybody who listens to the Hank Haney Podcast, I'm assuming, wants to get better at golf. One of the questions that I get a lot, and this comes from people who take lessons, and I thought about this subject the other day when I had a lesson, and I was explaining to my student about the nine shots. And invariably, people say, well, why don't I, you know, I just like to hit a fade. I remember, or they might say, I just like to hit a draw. They like to hit a shot. And I remember when I first started teaching PGA Tour players, Mark O'Meara was my first student. I met Mark at Pinehurst Hotel and Country Club in the early 80s. And Mark was 124th on the money list on the PGA Tour. And before you know it, 2 years later, he was second on the money list on the PGA Tour. And all of a sudden, people thought Hank Haney must know something. If I had never met Mark O'Meara, I'm sure I wouldn't have this podcast today. Anyway, when Mark and I first met, Mark hooked the golf ball, and he tended to hook it too much. And because he hooked it too much, he thought, you know what? I just want to fade it. Like, everybody wants what they don't have. So, I just want to fade the ball. And in our discussion about what he needed to do to get better, I said, Mark, why don't we learn to draw the ball correctly so that it doesn't hook too much? And then while we're at it, we'll learn how to fade it, and then we'll be able to hit both shots. That sounds like a better plan to me. And Mark was all ears, so that's the path that we took. But the point is that you really just don't want one shot. Like, people say, I just want to play a fade. I'm like, okay, that sounds good. What do you do when you just play a fade and the pin's on the left? What do you do when you just play a fade and the pin's on the left and the wind's out of the left? What do you do then? What do you do when the pin's on the left, the wind's out of the left, and you just play a fade and you've got the ball a little bit below your feet? When the ball's a little below your feet, you're going to tend to miss it to the right when you're a right-handed player. What do you do in that situation? Well, I'll tell you what you do in that situation. If all you got is a fade, you hit the ball at the middle of the green, it drifts over to the right side of the green, and then you try and two-putt from 70 or 80 feet, which you're going to three-putt a considerable amount of time from 70 or 80 feet. You don't have that shot. What do you do when you're just playing a fade and the hole curves to the left? What do you do then? You try to start the ball right down the tree line, and if you pull a little bit, it hits into the trees right off the tee. That's what you do. So you don't want one shot. Ideally, you want to be able to hit all shots. There are 9 shots you can hit: a straight ball, low, medium, and high; a right to left shot, low, medium, and high; and a left to right shot, low, medium, and high. And when you hit those shots that are curving, you want a mirror image of both shots. So I don't want my right to left shot to go, head high, and my left to right shot to go sky high. I want to be able to mirror the trajectory on both sides, because the idea is that ideally you want to be able to hit the ball pin high. And in order to hit the ball pin high, you have to be able to control your trajectory. So those are the 9 shots. Now, why do you want to hit those 9 shots? Well, I just told you some of the reasons, but I'm going to tell you some more of the reasons. Well, the pin placement. Yeah, ideally, you're going to hit with a, say, 8-iron on down, 8-iron to 3-iron or whatever your long clubs are, hybrids, fairway woods. You want to start the ball always to the middle of the green. Now, with the wedges and short irons, you can start it right at the pin, take it right out of the pin, no problem. But with your longer clubs, clubs that will curve, and today an 8-iron is kind of like yesteryear's 6-iron or 7-iron, so it's capable of curving. You want to start the ball at the middle of the green, and you want to work it to the pin. And that's so that you can play conservatively aggressive. And what that means is, conservatively, I'm hitting to the middle of the green, but I'm aggressive because I'm curving the ball towards the pin. And if I start the ball in the middle of the green and it doesn't curve towards the pin, okay, it's in the middle of the green, I two-putt from 20 or 30 feet and I make my par, I go on to the next hole. If I curve it a little bit toward the pin, pin's on the left, start the ball at the middle of the green, now I got a real birdie opportunity and a better birdie opportunity. But all the while, what I'm doing is I'm avoiding missing on the short side. And the short side means that if you have a green and the pin is on the left side of the green and you miss it to the left, you've missed it on the short side. If you have a green where the pin's on the right and you miss it to the right, you've missed on the short side. And the problem with missing on the short side is your percentage of up and ins is going to be much lower when you miss on the short side than when you miss on the wide side. Because on the short side, you're probably going to have to hit a flop shot or at least some kind of a pitch lob shot. You get the ball close to the hole, or maybe even just a stopper within 30 feet of the green, depending on how fast the greens are that you're playing. And when you hit that kind of shot, it's more of a high-risk shot. You have to take a bigger swing. You're hitting more of a glancing blow because the face is wide open. Maybe you're cutting across it a little bit. You're trying to land it in a close quarters, just a few feet on the green, in order to stop it quickly. So if you mishit it or don't hit it solid enough or don't hit it hard enough, in all likelihood, you're going to leave it short And now you've got what I call a two chip, where it's taking you two to get on, and now you bring double bogey into play. So you want to miss on the wide side. And that's why when people tell me about, you know, their statistics, and people like to tell me, Hank, I hit this many greens around. And I'm like, okay, that's great. You know, the best on the tour only hits 13 greens around. So you're not going to hit a lot of greens around if you're an amateur golfer. But what you want to really pay attention to is the fact that how many greens do you miss on the wide side versus the short side? Because I would rather hit 9 greens and miss 9 times on the wide side than I would hit 11 greens but miss 6 times on the short side. Because here's the problem. If I miss on the wide side 9 times, I might be able to get 6 of those up and in. Okay, so I've only made 3 bogeys. But if I hit 11 greens but miss 7 times on the wide side, okay, I'm not going to be able to get many of those up and in. I might get one of them up and in. I might not get any of them up and in. I might even take a double bogey from there. So my percentage of up and ins is much better when I leave myself an easier chip shot. I want to miss on the wide side, not the short side. That's one of the reasons why you want to work the ball from right to left or left to right, whatever it is. And you want to be able to play to the middle of the green, then work it to the pin. Okay. The other obvious reason is what if the hole curves one way or another and you can curve it around the dog leg. It's a right to left hole. You start the ball to right, you curve it to the left, and you're taking yardage off the hole. And that's a big advantage because distance is the most important factor in golf. And if you draw it around the corner there, maybe you're hitting an 8-iron versus hit it out there to the right, and now you're hitting a 4-iron. And 8-irons go straighter than 4-irons. You're going to hit the ball close to the hole with an 8-iron than you will a 4-iron. And it makes a big, big difference. So you want to be able to curve the ball around a dog leg. The other thing you want to be able to do is you want to be able to play the curve against the wind to alleviate too much of a curve. If you're a left-to-right player and the wind's blowing left-to-right and you get the ball up in the wind and the ball curves and then it curves some more, and next thing you know, it's costing you distance and it's costing you accuracy because you're missed. So these are the reasons why you want to be able to work the ball both ways. The other reason why you want to work the ball both ways is you want to be able to fix your bad shots. And what I mean by that is you always try to fix your big miss, whatever it is. And that's either going to be a hook or a slide. Now, you could hit it fat. You could shank it. There's other ways. You could sky your tee shot. There's other big misses. But for the most part, you're talking about fixing your hook or your slice. You want to be able to fix your hook or slice if you have it going one way or the other. Sam Snead said it best. They asked him, they said, what do you do when you're hooking the ball too much? And he said, well, I play with it on the course. And then when I get to the driving range afterwards, I work on cutting it for a while. Okay, sounds pretty easy. And what do you do when you're cutting it too much? He said, well, I play with it on the course. If that's all I got, I play my cut. I aim for it. I play for my cut. And then I go to the driving range and I hook it for 30 minutes. If you can curve the ball both ways, you can do that. But if you only have one shot, if you only hit a fade, you only hit a draw, then you can't go to the range and correct it. You know, it's like I remember back in the day. I remember it so vividly when Phil Mickelson won the Masters for the first time. He played a cut off tee, and that golf course, Augusta, sets up a lot of holes set up for right to left shots. You want a right to left shot off number 2, the par 5. You want a right to left shot off of number 9, the par 4. You want a right to left shot off of number 10, the par 4. You want a right to left shot off of number 13, the par 5. And there's keyholes where you want a right to left shot off of 14 because the fairway slopes a lot to the right. You want to hold it against the hill a little bit. Not to mention if the wind's blowing on any of these holes. So Augusta sets up for a lot of right to left shots. And when Phil Mickelson learned really was fading it good, for a lefty, it worked out good, because for him, it works out for the fade. And it's easier for players to fade the ball now than it is to draw the ball because of the way the equipment is, especially with the driver. But I remember when the announcer, and I remember the announcer, it was Lanny Watkins was the announcer, and he said, you know, Mickelson's hitting that fade, and he should just keep hitting that fade, and he should never hit anything but a fade. And I'm thinking to myself, if you do that, it's just a matter of time before your fade turns into a slice. To hit a perfect little fade, your swing's going to maybe be 2 or 3 degrees across the ball, and your club face is going to be a little bit left, and maybe your face is 1 degree left, and your path is 2 or 3 degrees to the left, and you're hitting just a little bit of fade from left to right, if you're a right-handed player I'm talking about, and the ball's always starting over there to left, and it's fading back to the right, and that all sounds good. But if you keep swinging that same way, pretty soon that path is going to be 4, 5, 6 degrees out to in. You're going to be swinging across it too much, and then the face, you're going to have trouble controlling the club face. So it sounds like a nice, easy thought. You know, I just want to play a fade, just play a fade. But it doesn't work. It doesn't work for all those reasons I outlined. So you want to be able to hit all these different shots. The hardest shot to hit is a straight shot. Well, when you look at it, I'm doing a lot of work on a TrackMan simulator when I'm teaching now, and to hit that straight shot, you need to have a path that's going straight through, 0.0, and you need to have a club face that's facing the target when you hit, 0.0. That's hard to achieve. If I have a path that's straight, but a club face that's not, I'm trying for a straight shot. So I get my path straight, but the club face isn't straight. Okay, I'm either going to hit a pull or a push, and it's going to have some curve onto it too, because the ball's going to start off the wrong way, and it's going to curve on top of that. But if I'm trying to hit a draw, and I'm trying to swing 2 degrees from in to out, and you know I'm swinging in to out, my face is a little open, but the face is closed relative to the path. So let's say my path is 2 degrees in to out, my club face is 1 degree open, I'm gonna get a little bit of draw. Ball's gonna start to the right, it's gonna draw back to the target. What if my path all of a sudden gets 3 degrees in to out? Well, it gets 3 degrees in to out. If my club face stays the same, I'm gonna hook it a little bit too much, and it goes maybe a little bit too much to the left. Or, you know, my path gets way too much in doubt. I'm gonna at least get the shot that I'm looking for. When you're trying to hit a straight shot, the problem is you bring in kind of both sides of play. But a player who can work the ball kind of eliminates one side of the golf course. But it's not good enough just to always eliminate one side of the golf course, because holes curve different ways, pins are in different places, you have different slopes in the fairways that you want to hit the ball up against, you have different wind conditions that you want to hold the ball against. So these are all the reasons why it's fantasy land when people say, you know, I just want to hit this one shot. Now there's players that have hit just one shot and they've played well, and they've had good careers. But even the players that predominantly hit one shot, you know, Bruce Litsky comes to mind, Lee Trevino comes to mind, they still had the ability, if they got in trouble, to hook the ball around a tree. I mean, it's not like they didn't know how to hook the golf ball. But it's almost like the hitting one shot gives amateur golfers permission to not be able to work the ball. Now, it's harder to work the ball today with the equipment and the way the balls are and the clubs and all that, but it doesn't mean you can't do it, and it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Because if you can, you have a great advantage for all of those reasons that I listed. So keep that in mind. Always work on the ball flight that you can't hit. Like when I watch a student, the first thing I'm looking for is their big miss. If they're taking a lesson and they start hitting and they're not hitting any misses, they're hitting a lot of great shots, then I start looking for, okay, what shots can't they hit? There's 9 shots, straight ball, low, medium, and high, right to left, ball starting to the right of the target, curving back to the target but not past the target, low, medium, and high, ball starting left of the target, curving back to the target, but not past the target, low, medium, and high. Which one of those nine shots can they hit? Which ones can they not hit? Or which shots do they hit well? Which shots do they struggle with? Of those nine shots, and the best ball strikers in the history of the game, they could hit all those shots. They could hit all those nine shots. There's not many people that have ever played the game that could sit there and say, I got all the nine shots. I got all the nine shots anytime I want. If you ask me to hit a shot, and this is a little quiz I'll give people, I would say, let's say you got a tree in front of you. And, you know, you could get over the tree, but you could also go under the tree, you know, and the green would accept either shot. You could go over, you could go under, okay? And that tree, maybe you want to go around that tree. And you could go, the pin's in the middle of the green, no wind. You could go around the tree from right to left. You could go around the tree from left to right. What would you pick? Like, would it be easier for you to go over the tree or under the tree? Would it be easier for you to go right to left or left to right? Well, if you were the ultimate ball striker, and I'm thinking about Tiger Woods back in the day with his iron game. If you were the ultimate ball striker and you were faced with that situation, it would literally be a flip of the coin. Like, what do you want to see? Which one do you want? I'll give you either any one you want. You want right to left? You want left to right? You want high? You want low? What do you want? And that's a good feeling, because that gives you the ability to always be aggressive but conservative at the same time, and it gives you the ability to correct yourself, to correct the mistakes that you're making in terms of your ball flight. Because after all, golf is what the ball does.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, or download the app today.
I'll give you one more example of the reason why you want to work the ball. I remember when Tiger won the Open Championship at Hoy Lake, considered one of the greatest ball striking tournaments ever. It's the one where he played with irons, pretty much irons only the whole tournament. And the golf course was a golf course that you predominantly would hit shots from right to left, okay? And that was kind of the way the golf course set up. And we practiced those shots the week prior to going over there, and he hit those shots during the tournament, and he was hitting them good. But I was always thinking, is that draw he's got going? He's got a great draw going. Is that draw going to turn into a hook? And I started getting nervous that we were going to get across the line at the top, club was going to come too much from the inside, and we were going to start hooking it. Because we'd been hooking it for like, you know, a week prior, and then we got over there and played three practice rounds and 3 days of practice rounds, and he's still drawing it. And I thought, okay, are we going to make it four more days, or is this draw going to turn into a hook at some point? And then I thought, you know, what we need to do is in the afternoons when he goes to the driving range after his round, we need to play some fades. We need to play some fades. And I'll never forget it, because he'd stand on the range and he'd hit that left to right shot, work on the fades. And I think people thought we were nuts. Like, why is Tiger practicing all these fades on the driving range when the whole golf course is a right to left golf course? Why is that happening? And the reason is that it was an attempt to keep his swing in balance, to not let it get too far over to the other side. And that's what you're always trying to do in golf. You're trying to stay in balance. I mean, that's not, I'm not talking in balance with your feet like Scottie Scheffler. I'm talking about in balance with being able to hit all the nine shots and not finding one shot easier to hit than the other. Because when you're in that situation, you're tipping out of balance. And when that happens, it's tough to find middle ground. So your goal is to be able to hit all the shots. Let's start off first with right to left and left to right. Then you can work on the different trajectories. But at least if you left to right, right to left, I tell people, nowhere on the road to good golf is there a slice. You can go from slicing to hooking to good golf. You go from slicing to hooking to learning to fade it. And now you're at great golf. And I hope everybody gets to great golf at some time in their life. Appreciate everybody listening. Today's podcast has been brought to you by Bet Online. It's your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, NHL, all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. And you can head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. And appreciate BetOnline being part of the Hank Haney podcast. Hope everybody has a great day. Get out there on the range and practice hitting some shots. Figure out which ones you can hit and which ones you can't. And you'll be on your way to playing better golf this year. Hope you have a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.